I have Senator Jordan and also Mr. Alex Rose, which
I put Alex Rose.
Right. The President.
Yes, Alex.
Hello, Mr. President. How are you?
Fine.
I wanted, now that you are officially our party's nominee, I wanted to congratulate you.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it very much.
I wanted to tell you
that I appreciate your action.
I wanted to tell you also, number one, that I thought you handled the situation and the Vice Presidency masterfully.
Well, thank you. I thought it worked out pretty good.
I thought you did it masterfully.
That's good.
As a craftsman, you know the craft of politics. I tell you, it was absolutely masterfully
done. That's good.
Put it onto your, to the convention, you know?
Good. Have you been seeing that nice white Panama hat I've been wearing around here?
I sure did. Now, number two, I want also to tell you that you got yesterday the poll from Hubert on Hubert versus Miller.
Yes, yeah.
And it shows also that you made a very good choice from that point of view of strength, you know?
That's right, that's right.
Yeah. And also I realize now, watching the convention, that it was a very good thing that we did take Bobby here in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if he came down to the convention rejected for the second time, I don't know what kind of a headache he could have created, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And number four, I want to tell you that he's started off his campaign and in New York, but I would like to make a prediction that you will win in New York by at least between a half a million and three quarters of a million ahead of him.
Gosh, I sure do want to win.
You're going to, between a half a million and three quarters of a million more than he will get.
Mm-hmm.
And every time Abraham calls me, and he did this morning, what advice I can offer, for Bobby Kennedy, I always have only one advice to offer. He says, let him, if he wants to get elected, let him go and work for Johnson. That's the only way you're going to get elected.
That's good. Well, thank you.
You need to have a good margin for him to be able to come in, because he will be behind at least a half a million votes.
Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful, Alex. Well, you're a great friend, and I sure appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Now, we also legally asked somebody to come down to the White House to find out your legal voting address. What is your legal voting address?
Johnson City, Texas. That's all. Just City, Texas.
City, Texas. Is there a county or something?
Blanco County, Blanco. But C-O, Blanco, B like boy, Blanco, Blanco County.
Blanco.
Blanco.
Yeah, that's what I meant, B-L-A-N-C-O.
B-L-A-N-C-O. Blanco County, Texas, yes. It's Johnson City, named after my grandfather, Johnsoncity, Texas. But that is located in Blanco County.
I see, Texas. Blanco County, Texas.
Right.
We're sending over, we have to send over to get your acceptance signature.
Good.
So we will have them probably, I've talked to someone to find out in the White House the date, maybe probably on Friday. We'll send Timothy Costello, our chairman.
All right.
And have maybe our treasurer, who hasn't seen the White House yet, on the inside.
That's good.
So you'll be able to come down and see.
That's good.
Get the acceptance.
That's good. You just tell him to let Jack Valenti know.
Yeah. All right, that's about all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Alex. I'm glad to talk to you. I'm going to make a speech now to the retail clerks. I'll do there at 5:30, but I just got your word, and I came out of this meeting of economic advisors, and I'm going to speak to Jim Suffrage's retail clerks.
Very nice, and I understand also that you had a great success obtaining in the Congress.
I for the first time that anybody ever passed medical care, and I beat them 49-44, although they had me beat this morning. I got Hayden on the phone, and I got enough votes to carry it out.
I want to tell you something. You're just a great accomplishment. You know, a lot of people have good intentions, but not everybody knows how to carry them out.
That's right. I just wish that all the folks were busy talking to the labor people, to Wilbur Mills, and trying to get him to accept some compromise in conference, because we got to, he's going to turn it down. We'll have to go over it all again next year, but we're halfway home if he just takes it.
We get tremendous impression.
Okay.
Congratulations all around it.
Thank you.
Right,
say, Alex, they're going to keep hitting us every day on these Bobby Baker things, and going to be hard. They're awful mean, but I don't know what we can do about them.
Well, I want to tell you something. With your permission, Lou Harris and I will send you down every now and then a few suggestions as we will watch from the outside.
I wish you would. Wish you would.
And I would say to you, you have such a wonderful head start, and you're capturing so well the hearts and their minds all around that I say that perhaps with my first reaction, ignoring them to a very large extent will be the answer.
You watch it and let me know. And don't say anything about talking to me, but you keep in touch with me.
I certainly will.
Okay.